Are you unsure if you need therapy of self-improvement? Moving Mindsets now provides short, focused mental health courses. We're honored to have you take this important step towards prioritizing your well-being and personal growth. In this online supportive environment, you'll find a wealth of knowledge, tools, and guidance to help you navigate your mental health journey with confidence and resilience. Whether you're here to gain a better understanding of your own mental health, learn coping strategies, or simply connect with others who share similar experiences, you've made a courageous decision to invest in yourself. Together, we'll explore ways to foster mental wellness and empower you to lead a fulfilling life. In the wake of prolonged waiting lists for therapy sessions, people just like you are turning to self-help courses as a viable alternative, experiencing notable benefits in managing their mental health concerns. Find what you are looking for at movingmindsets.com.au.
When you know that you are queer, but your favorite drink is beer, that's gayish. You can bottom without stopping, but you can't stand going shopping, that's gayish. Oh, gayish, you're probably gayish. Well, life's just too short for narrow stereotypes, so it's gayish. We're also gayish. It's gayish with Mike and Kyle.
Hello, everyone in the podcast universe. This is Gayish,
the podcast that can't stop wondering if Bill Cosby comes jello.
Oh, I can't not think about it. It's terrible.
And forevermore, you will.
God, I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz.
And we're here to bridge the gap between sexuality and actuality. And today we're going to talk about
sailors,
seamen,
the Navy, sailors, and seamen.
Sailors. We're going to talk about sailors.
And thank you to A.E. Coleman for giving us this episode idea. He is one of the Patreon members that gets to decide an episode idea. So if you're interested in that, go to patreon.com/chaospodcast.
And he was fun to talk to.
And we talked to him. We did a little hangout, got ideas, saw his cats.
Yep.
So, we'll talk about sailors in a hot second.
So some news?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. So the first is just adorable, in my opinion.
Oh, good. So we don't have too much happy news.
Yeah, we don't have too much happy news. So Brandon Austin, a UK teen drag queen whose drag persona is Sophia Stardust, graduated from college. He walks up and like struts. He's in a suit. He's like presenting male, but like does a full-on like catwalk walk up, shakes the hand of the dude, grabs his diploma, and then death drops to monstrous applause. And it's had 3.4 million views. Shit. And more than 60,000 retweets, and this is just since it happened like last week, like 5 days ago.
That's adorable.
And it's adorable
and terrifying. I think I would hurt myself if I tried to do that.
I couldn't do that.
That hurts my back. Something standing up hurts to me. So
he posted it to Twitter with the caption, "How to graduate like a pro."
How to graduate like a hoe.
Thank you for the smile today, Brandon Austin of the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Just from the entire place.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Actually, he said he suffered some teasing at school, but going to college changed things. Quote, "When I went to college and I saw openly gay people for the first time, I was overwhelmed. College has been one of the best experiences of my life." And we haven't said this for a while, but we've said it before. Like, it does get better, kids. Yeah. Like, if your high school existence sucks, you're queer, and you just are being picked on or bullied or whatever, it gets better.
Yeah. And like, I think a lot of us relate to, like, you go to college and now you're exposed to a lot of different kinds of people that you never were before, and it suddenly becomes okay to find your group.
Yep.
And college isn't the only path to it getting better. It should be called out that, like, not everybody has college available to them financially or academically.
I mostly mean the, like, getting out of high school part.
Mm. Any kind of escaping your...
Because kids are shitty.
Yeah.
And they're shitty to each other.
Yeah.
So when you grow up, there's less shittiness.
Yeah. Yeah. You get to pick where you go and what you do and who you hang out with.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Next. So Father Marcelo Rossi was giving a closing address to a youth camp in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And there were about 50,000 attendees there. He was delivering the closing address. And a woman ran up onto the stage and just pushed him off, just toppled right off of the stage.
Is this the same as like, no, there was a pastor that was like talking about some kind of like offensive body shaming, like big people are gross or something like that. And this like this bigger lady walked up and just pushed him off the stage.
That's awesome.
Maybe this is like a trend of if people just say shitty things, push him off. Wait, was he doing something shitty or just out of nowhere?
So he has done shitty things in the past. In November of 98, he said a lot of ideas will change the day homosexuality is proven to be an illness. In 2014, he stated that, quote, sex between men causes pain. If something causes pain, it can't be a good thing.
Oh, well, I mean, like, just medically, that's incorrect. Like, you get your wisdom teeth out and that kind of hurts, but it's like you need to because your teeth are too full.
Yeah. I mean, I applaud your logical reasoning there, and but you're talking to somebody that's wearing a priest robe and doesn't have to.
No, they can
reality or
they can do whatever they want.
Science into consideration.
Just pretend like the Bible said it's cool, and that's the only explanation. I don't like condone violence, but like when sometimes I'm like, thank you to those people that do it.
Like, yeah. Yep. The 32-year-old woman traveled from Rio to attend this youth event with her 3-year-old son. Police note that she's believed to have mental health problems, including bipolar disorder. Mm. The priest has declined to press charges, but there's just something fantastic about watching a priest get pushed over by a woman.
I mean, not that people deserve violence, but it's like when you put that much hate out into the world, like, and cause that much pain and suffering, especially among children who are already struggling, like,
yeah,
you deserve shitty things to happen to you.
Exactly.
Aaron Schock.
Oh, God. Like,
did you just go somewhere in your head?
I just, there was the clip of him. Did we talk about this on the podcast? There's a clip of him. There were things of him, like, supposedly being sighted at a gay bar before, or like weird grainy photographs that are like maybe him. No, for sure him putting money in a Go-Go Boys jockstrap.
Yeah. And he's like seen out with like bros at Pride and stuff.
It's
like,
for sure him.
Yeah.
For sure a dick bag.
I want a dick bag.
Yeah, a bag of dicks.
Yeah,
that's an interesting thought.
Think about Christmas. It's not too far away, Mike. Keep it in mind.
Okay. I mean, you want a bag of severed penises? When I put it that way, it doesn't sound quite as appealing, does it?
Oh, it doesn't change my interest. That's fine.
All right.
I'll take what I can get.
I know Dan's down. Last but not least.
Okay.
Marvel has announced that, well, Marvel Cinematic Universe producer Kevin Feige has confirmed that in the next movie, Valkyrie will be confirmed as bisexual.
Who's Valkyrie?
Valkyrie is played by Tessa Thompson, and she was in Thor. She was in the Ragnarok Thor movie. I think I remember her being in that. I'm pretty sure she was in that.
What's her like power?
And
bisexuality?
She's being badass. Yeah, I guess. but yeah, she's bi. Apparently, they filmed a scene that showed her as being bi that got cut out of Avengers Endgame. Spoiler alert, I guess. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's okay to spoil that movie or not.
Instead
of spoiling the movie, I'll like one little spoiler. She survives that movie.
Oh.
And in the next one, she is in a position of power. And well, I'm speaking euphemistically about shit that I don't even fucking care about. Anyway, she's going to be dating chicks and dudes, I guess.
That's cool.
And
to see like actively dating both genders in a movie, that's cool.
Well, okay, so like apparently she was named the king of like Asgard, I guess. Asgard. And that's like a pretty big spoiler, I think, of Avengers Endgame, if I understand it correctly. I haven't seen the movie. But then quote, as new king, she needs to find her queen, she told excited fans that had gathered in the prestigious Hall H. That will be her first order of business. She has some ideas. Keep you posted.
It's interesting that they would like call her king, because
right.
King is still considered the highest position, which is
yep. Yep. Anyway, that's good cool. job. LGBT plus representation in Marvel movies.
Yeah.
Finally.
Go bi people.
Because it still hasn't. This article claims that Valkyrie is the first LGBT superhero in the Marvel comic universe, cinematic universe, in the Marvel movies.
Oh.
And I think that's accurate. I mean, there's for sure been lots of characters that are like confirmed gay,
mm-hmm.
but don't do anything
yeah.
that confirms that sexuality on
like
screen.
Actual, yeah.
And either the scenes that allude to that are cut, or it's like vague at best.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
longing stares into each other's eyes does not a gay person make, right?
Star Wars.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And like just because the actors want it to be true doesn't make it true. Like just because they're playing gay, like which those two actors said they were, doesn't.
I would watch them bang so many times.
Throw in a Wookiee for good measure and you've got yourself a party.
No Wookiees. Oh my God. What do Wookiee twinks look like?
Can you be a Wookiee twink?
I don't know.
Because you'd like what? Shave everywhere? What's a shaved Wookiee look like?
Right?
It's like those hairless cats. Yeah. Ew. Okay.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Mike.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a lot of energy to do things like record an ad.
Boy, it sure does.
You have to think of a topic. You have to think of something witty to say.
Yeah.
It can be kind of draining sometimes.
Absolutely. And I like being drained, but not in this way.
Life can be draining with more social commitments after the winter. People expect that you're going to hang out, spend more time together, and that can be draining.
Especially in Seattle when the sun starts coming out and that's when all the people in the world come back asking for your time.
Yep.
I need better boundaries, I think.
Yeah. So therapy helps me process what my social life should look like and how I deal with my social battery, how I invest my time and my effort.
Yeah, me too. And it helps me get those boundaries that I was talking about, or at least remember to try to keep them.
Yep. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/gayish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gayish.
BetterHelp.com/gayish. Do it.
Do it.
Mike, when we started our podcast, there were no other gay podcasts.
Zero. None whatsoever.
We were the very first.
We blazed our own trail. Our own treasure trail. We shaved it.
Just like Harry's blazed their own trail because there were no other razors before they existed.
Right. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by questionable products in the shaving industry, decided to do something better.
I use Harry's and it gives me a smooth, fresh looking face when I shave around my beard. And I really like their products.
Yeah, I do too. The razors are really, really good. But also I enjoy the body wash. I think it smells super awesome. I use the fig flavor pretty regularly.
Well, if you want to get in on the action, don't settle for the status quo. Blaze your own trail with Harry's. Get started with a $13 set for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
Yeah, it's a 5-blade razor with a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/gayish.
That's harrys.com/gayish for a $3 trial set.
Yeah, get it.
Do you remember what it was like when PrEP came out?
I sure do, yes. It was a big deal because everybody was like, now we don't have to worry about HIV/AIDS anymore, which is pretty huge for the community.
Yeah. Well, imagine that, but for STIs. Imagine a world where STIs are a thing of the past.
Everyone's been talking about DoxyPep, and that's because it's 90% effective at curbing STIs like chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. You don't want any of those. DoxyPep can make them not happen to you.
And DoxyPep from Shameless Care is one of the places you can get a hold of it. They are a top telemedicine provider with board-certified physicians across all 50 states with one mission, making DoxyPep accessible and affordable.
The process is hassle-free. Answer some medical questions on their HIPAA-compliant online platform, and one of their physicians will prescribe DoxyPep to you. Viola! It's shipped straight to your door in discreet packaging.
It is affordable, just $109 a year, and that covers your online evaluation, the medication, and the shipping.
So ready to rewrite your story? Ready to rediscover the joy of carefree intimacy? Visit shamelesscare.com/gayish and take control of your sexual health.
That's shamelesscare.com/gayish. Your liberation is waiting.
Your liberation.
Do you want to talk about sailors?
Let's talk about sailors.
Okay.
Seamen.
Yeah, it's going to be hard not to. Okay.
Hold on.
My beverage is over there.
Okay.
Seamen.
Sailors.
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 Sailors. Sorry.
So sailors are like have this interesting gay stereotype that I'm excited to talk about. I think it was like a really good episode topic. And yeah. Well, we're going to explore a little bit more about that. One of the things like I looked up. So he was a sailor and told us I'd never heard this, but the phrase "it ain't gay if it's underway,"
mm-hmm.
which I also didn't realize that meant like when you're on the ship and going out or whatever, you can go to town and it's not gay.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's not gay if it's in a three-way kind of vibe.
Yeah.
I saw another quote that said there's a classic joke that 100 sailors go out, 50 couples come back.
Oh yeah, I heard that about submarines. Go ahead.
Oh, but like being on a submarine?
Yeah. I think our topics overlap more than I realized.
Go ahead. That was just a random thing I was mentioning. That wasn't a full segment. That was just to show that there are ideas that sailors are gay, and that's often a joke that is made. So we'll explore that a little more.
Yeah. AE said in our interview with him that the Navy is the gay branch of the military, but that only he was allowed to say that.
Oh, yeah. It's like you have to be part of a group to make fun of that group. So blame AE, not us. We didn't say that sailors are super, super homosexually flaming. That was definitely AE that said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he supports this message for sure.
Yep. Confirmed.
Before we talk about too much,
mm-hmm.
I think, we're going to talk about a little bit of sailor jargon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And instead of us talking about it, you know what we should do?
I know someone we could ask.
Your mom.
Yep.
Let's call your mom.
Let's call my mom.
We've got questions. She's got answers. It's time for Momsplaining with Ma Johnson.
Hello, up there in the podcast, Seattle.
Hi, Mom.
Hey there. It's been a while since we talked.
I know. What's up with you guys? You too famous for me now? Ha ha ha.
We were too famous for you before, too, so...
Oh, well.
I think you might be more popular than us. I think people like you better.
They heard about my... What?
They just heard you.
They heard you. You just talk and then people like it, I guess.
Okay. So I was going to deny any... I was denying anything else you were going to say, so... Okay.
Just deny before you even know.
Deny. Yeah. Hi, guys!
Hi! How are you?
I'm good. Guess where I'm going?
Where are you going?
The stars at night are big and bright. San Antonio.
We went there like every other year on like a family vacation when I lived in Houston.
Yeah. So I'm going to San Antonio. I'm reconnecting with a guy that I was in a relationship with for 3 years, I think.
Oh.
And anyway, I know. He lived in Fredericksburg,
Virginia.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I haven't dated. I have no idea what he did, whatever. And so we've been talking. So I'm going to fly there and then we're going to go to Corpus Christi.
That's a long way for a booty call.
I know, right? And I said, listen, sucker. If you have sex with me and I find out about it, I'm going to tell my mom.
Do you have any sexual plans?
Not really.
Or you're just going to see how it goes?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Okay.
No plans.
But
yeah.
You're open to the idea?
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. I have had a recent injury in that region, you know.
An injury?
Yeah.
What happened?
4th of July, mom was staying in Auntie Gail's camper, her sister's camper, and you have to go upstairs to get into the door. But the stairs were, like, difficult to navigate when sober, much less drunken in the dark. And mom kind of, like, fell through them, like,
you fell on your vagina?
She fell on her vagina.
I did.
Okay.
Did. And there was almost another nasty gash down there. So it was pretty big. I still have issues. And that was like July 5th or something.
Yeah.
I have this hematoma. It's a hermatoma now. Hermatoma in my JJ.
That sucks. Yeah. Ow. Ow.
I know. So, and they're serious. It's serious. It could have been like curtains for my porn star future career.
Curtains for your meat curtains.
Ew, I don't like that. Okay.
I know.
We got you on the phone because we want to ask you. We're talking about sailors today. And
sailors.
Yep. Yep. And we did you just go, is that the noise I heard?
I did. Okay. I did. I used to shop at Old Navy, you know, so I'm kind of familiar.
That same thing.
Pretty much.
So we are going to ask you what you think some of the Navy jargon means.
Okay, do it.
Okay, do it, Mike.
Let's start with BCG. BCGs.
BCGs?
BCGs, that's right. It's not like BGK.
Big Gay Kyle. If anyone doesn't know, that's what your mom calls me. Big Gay Kyle.
Yeah. BCGs.
Well, is it beefy? Some anchors away up your BVG?
You think that somehow translates into anchors up your ass?
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Or here's a good one. Bark. No, I have no idea. Radar. Some girl is on deck. On deck. Are we in a submarine now?
I don't know where we are, actually.
Okay,
you've successfully said a lot of words that start with B. So.
It's not BJ, is it? Because I know that one.
It's not.
BCGs are birth control glasses. All recruits in basic training have to take an eye exam. If they need corrective lenses, they're given Navy-issued thick frame glasses that are so ugly you'll never get laid.
Oh, that's...
Wow. I have a magnifying mirror that's probably the same thing.
My eyes are so bad I have to have, like, really thick glasses, which is why I wear contacts, but I get that.
Yeah.
How about Ricky boxing or Ricky fishing?
Ricky. Oh, who's that guy? Mr. Ricky? What was I watching? Oh, never mind. well, there's a lot of famous Rickies out there. So if you're
Ricardo,
Ricky fishing. Yeah.
Tiki Tavi.
Nina Niner. Ricky fishing. So it's if you lost your Ricky overboard, and then after that, Ricky, you're so fine thing, he doesn't respond, then you throw out a line for, I have no fun.
I like the idea of, like, a call and response to be like, are you okay? Is like, Ricky, you so fine. And if you hear, you so fine, you blow my mind. And it's like, okay, you're fine. You're good.
Marco.
Exactly.
Ricky.
It's
Ricky.
The gay Navy version of Marco Polo.
There you go.
So Ricky boxing and Ricky fishing. Oh, go ahead, Mom.
Okay, so Navy? Are they the submarine guys?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Boat or submarine.
Seaman, that deal, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Saying seaman so much this episode.
Ricky boxing and Ricky fishing, that's masturbation during boot camp. Rickies are recruits. Male recruits box. Female recruits fish. So Ricky boxing is dudes masturbating in boot camp, and Ricky fishing is chicks masturbating during.
Yeah, it's like, good morning, ladies. Again, welcome by the ship.
I like the idea of fishing as in, like, like tossing your pole down like, the like,
where is it oh there it is.
I caught one.
Yeah, go by. Yeah, I got one. Sense of smell. I don't know. Okay. That's 0 for 2 for Mod.
Yeah, you're not doing great.
We count on you failing miserably. It's the best part
why,
of this.
That's why we're doing this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Torchman.
Let's see. How about golden shellback?
That ooh. Is when you pee on a gun. That's
easy one.
Dang it.
That's somebody. Why am I turned on by that?
Golden
shower back. On, golden.
Golden shower back? I don't know. Peeing on a gun?
It's yeah, like, golden shell casing pee. golden. I have no idea.
Golden shellback is any sailor who has crossed the equator where it intersects with the international dateline. A.E. Coleman, whose episode idea this is a golden shellback.
Oh. I bet
he's... I knew there was a crotch involved. a crossroad crotch. I knew that was... Because you're going to go aches away again across the border.
What
right?
does that have to do with a crotch?
I
thought you're like referring to the international dateline as like the crotch of the world.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it's like to go to Texas. You're crossing an international dateline, so I haven't had a date.
You'll
it's a big line.
Get on the other side of that dateline. Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's see. How about WOG?
Oh, WOG. Oh, let me see. The frog. Okay, so it's a woman on. How do you spell it? What's the country of origin?
WOG. It is short for polywog.
Oh, of course. Well, there you go. It's what? Oh no, wait. That's a wicker basket or wicker box. Never mind. That was an Elmer Fudd. Over on a walk. No, sorry, I have no fucking idea. Women of golden showers.
The women of golden showers. Yeah. That's like an Esquire women interview. Of, like the women yeah. of golden showers.
Yeah. Women of gonorrhea. No. Women of what was the goggle? Wear only goggles. When you're in a spray situation.
That'd be like Wagus.
You've got urine on the mind, Mom. I don't know what the deal is.
You know, maybe.
It's like the Navy. It's water. It's, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, WOG, which is short for polywog, is any sailor who has never crossed the equator. And A.E. Coleman says, warning. This term is highly offensive and racist in England. So to our UK listeners, I do not apologize. it has no racial meaning in the US Navy, but use with caution in international company.
Oh, that's our like response to faggot.
Yeah.
Well, fine, WOG.
Yeah.
Hey, you little WOG. Get your little thin-ass, snow-leg body over here. How about that?
We'll go with one more. So... Balls to 8. Balls to 8?
Balls to 8. Oh. Okay, so that means you put your testicles on the 8 position on the gun turret.
And remind us what's...
You're going to be in a like a yoga pose or a turret pose. You have your ball... Wouldn't that work? 6 would be down, so an 8 would be like... Am I sticking up there, right?
It's the yoga pose where you put your balls slightly to the side.
To the eight, like on the clock, like not at the 12. That'd be like.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I guess if you're on your side, gravity would pull them to like the 3 or 9 position, depending on which way you were leaning.
Right.
But if you were like propped yourself slightly. Up on your elbow, then they would hang at
there
8 o'clock.
Do your wogs hang low? Do they hold?
Balls to 8 is the midnight to 8 watch, so called because the time is 00:00 and looks like two pairs of testicles.
Oh.
To 8 o'clock. So balls to 8 is midnight to 8 o'clock.
And there's a colon involved. That could be interesting. Oh. I don't know.
Did you listen to the STIs episode yet?
The STD what?
The STI episode that we just had here a week or two ago.
I don't know. What was it about?
it was about STIs.
About STIs.
Yeah, is that like an STD only in your eye? Probably. STI?
It's instead of disease, it's infection.
Oh, so well, I may find out in San Antonio if I needed to listen or not.
Yeah, exploring that yourself.
When you cross that international dateline, wear protection.
Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In that episode, if you haven't heard it yet, because I haven't talked to you about this, I came out of the closet a little bit that, I tested positive for Lyme disease, but then I also, like, a week later tested positive for syphilis and then didn't tell anybody, and that's probably what it was. The chances are much higher that it was syphilis, not Lyme disease.
Oh.
And Mike feels like a weird embarrassment about it.
I feel weird and embarrassed, and I wanted to, like...
There's a little blood second little... Things can spread almost anything, huh?
Yeah.
Do you think you had both? Yes. You got Lyme disease. You got Lyme disease syphilis. A tick, Lyme diseased syphilis into you.
How does that happen? Can you still see? Are you still okay?
Yeah.
Doesn't that cause blindness?
No, that's masturbation, I think.
Oh, well, I was going to use that excuse, but okay, maybe no.
Does that change your perception of Mike at all? That he likely had syphilis?
No.
Just.
Hey, I was okay with strep.
I don't tend to put those on the same level. They both can be caused by dick, but.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. If my baby's sick, then I'm gonna be not happy about it, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter as long as you can recover and be happy and not be hurting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's sweet.
Because you can get syphilis off any doorknob or toilet, so I'm not concerned that you know.
Only if you fall on them vagina first.
Do you have to fall on a vagina?
Yeah. Oh, that's another way to get it.
Gosh. Hey, I'm having rosé. Can you tell, Kyle?
I can hear it. I can hear it through the mic.
Anything else, Mom? You got anything you want to plug or say or do or be?
If you want to have another Patreon thing, I will personally go and perform anyone's marriage ceremony. If they want, if Ma Johnson would come, and if you want to be a subscriber.
If you're a patron, Ma Johnson will marry you. I mean,
yes,
marry you and your loved one.
And your loved one.
That is a bold offer.
It is.
That I hope someone takes you up on.
Oh, did I mention that I don't have a Hey Mary a thing? But it would be a party, I can tell you that. It'd be fun.
That's Mom for she's not ordained.
Oh, got it. Okay.
I don't have a Hey Marry Me thing.
Got it. Okay. It's coming together now. This is when we need Mike to translate.
Oh, God.
There we go.
All right, Mom. Love you very much. Thank you for being on again.
Thanks for being on.
I love you, too. And I love all you people out there in the world, all 79,000 listeners that you have now.
Wow.
We love you.
Again, very optimistic. I appreciate it. All right.
You bake it till you make it. That's or
true.
Till you get baked. Okay.
It's a good life, Mom.
I love you.
All right.
Love you too, Mom.
Thank you.
For calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So actually... Mom. there were a bunch of other terms that AE sent. I figured I'd just go over them real quick. The other ones that he put in here because they're kind of interesting. I picked out the ones that I thought sounded like sexy things.
Yeah.
To ask Mom about. Monkey fist.
don't fist monkeys.
Yeah. It's a type of knot that looks like a bunched fist. It's particularly nautical because bosun's mates traditionally do a lot of fancy work, intricate knot work. And you will usually see monkey fists at the end of halyard lines, keychains, etc.
Is that why Navy guys are really good at bondage? Sure. take your pick. Bondage and then fisting.
A bosun's pipe.
Suck my bosun's pipe.
A shrill, evil whistle that the bosun's mate of the watch will blow in different patterns to signify different things on board ship.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, wake up, or captain coming on board, or lunchtime, or circle jerk, whatever.
I wonder what the whistle for circle jerk is. It's like a bird call.
Okay. Blanket party?
That's a circle jerk.
An illegal form of punishment among recruits in boot camp. Usually after lights out, an unpopular recruit is ganged up on and held pinned to their rack, bunk bed, by the ends of their blanket, and then the other recruits beat on them with bars of soap slipped into socks. Mm. A point is made if no blows to the face or visible body parts so that the RDC, recruit division commanders, the Navy equivalent of drill sergeants, won't find out unless the recruit squeals. This was acted out in the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Sounds sexy.
Dog down.
Okay. Now we're... How are we... Okay.
All scuttles, doors, leading to the exterior of the ship must be watertight, so they have a series of handles that switch up or down in lieu of a door lock. If the door must be made watertight due to weather, risk of chemical agents in battle, etc., you're told to dog down the doors.
Reminds me of your mom talking about fucking a doorknob. Dog down on that knob.
Yeah. Vagina first.
Vagina first.
Navigator's balls. I included this for Kyle.
I mean, sailors, you gay.
The green and red balls that are part of the ship's binnacle. And included a link to the Wikipedia article for binnacle.
Okay, I was going to say I don't know what that is, but all of these sound so sexy. Is green balls like when you go past blue balls that you just get green balls?
like gangrene balls. But, yeah. Ew. We can be done. Yeah?
Yeah.
Great.
I mean, all of them just sound super sexy to me, but that's just me.
Yep.
Okay, before Dan said maybe my thing could lead nicely into yours, I'm going to give you one stat and let you say your thing.
Okay.
Part of the question is it actually gay? Is the Navy actually or gayer than other branches of the military? And there was a 2015 Department of Defense health-related behavior survey where across all the military branches, 6% of the members identified as gay. In the Navy, they had the highest concentration of gay people at 9%.
9%?
Yeah.
That's so a lot of gay semen.
All semen is a little bit gay. We were just talking about this again. Like, masturbating is a little bit gay.
Yeah.
Because you're jerking off and coming on yourself. You're, like, giving yourself a... Well, it's not a
pearl necklace?
A pearl belt?
Stomach pancakes.
I don't like that. Anyway, yeah. So they're like, the Navy is like 50% gayer, according to studies.
Yeah.
So there's some truth to that. We'll talk a little bit more about why momentarily. But what did you want to say?
I wanted to talk about why.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to talk about why?
A little bit.
So, I mean, the very short answer is prison sexuality.
Oh, no. This is similar to what I'm going to be talking about.
Okay, great.
But you go first.
Well, I mean, so...
What's prison sexuality? I'm worried.
Prison sexuality is the phenomenon that men who are otherwise straight in confined spaces with other men and no women to bang will develop sexual feelings and bang each other.
Is it called... called situational homosexuality, which is probably
I believe that prison sexuality is a subset
of
situational homosexuality.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, I probably should... Yeah, that sounds like the non-PC way to say it.
So sexual behaviors in prisons are grouped into four categories. The first category is suppression, in which an inmate chooses celibacy, refrains from sexual activity while in prison, most commonly to stay loyal to their partner outside of prison. The next category is autoeroticism, masturbation, pleasuring oneself. This act is looked down upon in prison and can be viewed as self-abuse.
What?
The next category is...
Wait.
What?
Why? Huh?
I don't know.
When you told me you'd say why. I would think, like, you're all dudes, everyone's jerking off. Like, what? How do you... Oh, that's very surprising and strange.
I mean, maybe it normalizes sex with a partner. Like, if you're not supposed to bang yourself, then you have to bang somebody else, and that justifies all of the banging of each other that happens. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm not sure for who it is considered self-abuse, but according to a quick Google search, it sounds like masturbation while you're in prison is against the law.
What?
Your body is not your body when you're in prison. Your choices are not your choices when you're in prison, and this is one of them.
That's, like, fucked up. Like,
I also bet it depends on jurisdiction, right? Like
if it's...
It's probably illegal for people not in prison to masturbate in Alabama.
Like, it's just, like, that's just, like, innate sexual... Nope. An innate, like, thing that we all... Just, like, we all want food. Like, we all... We got to get our jerk off on.
Yeah.
That's, like, kind of messed up that we don't let them do... Or that it's illegal. Any humzels.
So the next category is homosexuality, which consists of two types, consensual true and consensual situation. Consensual true occurs between people who were already homosexual before entering prison. Consensual situation occurs between people who have homosexual experiences for the first time in prison. The sexual violence category includes coercion, manipulation, and compliance.
That's like rape, right?
Yep. Yep. Manipulation is performed for power or some kind of reward. Compliance occurs to obtain safety, protection, or out of fear. Now, I'm not... This is problematic, right? That, like politically, this is problematic. The military is not prison. And in the Navy, there are lots of prison-like things. When you're in the military, your body is not your body. You belong to Uncle Sam. You are...
Uncle Sam fucks you over.
Yep.
Sometimes, actually.
You're on an island for months at a time, away from the shore, with just your shipmates around. That's a very confining... space. Your choices are limited. Like, it very much replicates a prison like environment when you're away. And that's likely why naval officers actually do bang each other in a gay way more.
They bang each other in a totally heterosexual way.
Well, because they're also women now.
Oh, yeah.
In the military.
And also you can't identify as heterosexual and bang.
We even have women on submarines now, which used to never be a thing. Like, submarines were male only for ever. And then...
What's different about submarines that would have, like, taken longer to...
I think it's... they're tighter quarters, first of all. Submarines are smaller.
How tight?
Like, yep. 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 and... Making everything single gender save space, right?
Like,
you don't have to have multiple locker rooms. You don't have to have multiple facilities for sleeping and all of that.
MPP.
Yeah. And I learned this. My family got to tour a nuclear submarine many, many years ago. I think it was in high school over in Bangor. Bangor, I barely know her. They told us that, like, every bed actually belongs to three people on a submarine, and they just each gets it for 8 hours.
Oh, I thought they were all going to cuddle. I like my version better.
Yeah, you're right.
Cuddle pile.
So the English Royal Navy, the whole, like, the Navy is gay, is way older than the United States Navy. It's from English Royal Navy time. And, this article, at least, claims that sailors were basically prison gay. They were removed from an environment with large numbers of women for months, sometimes years at a time, and turned to alternative sexual practices. Found this was really interesting. A captain or officer might have a wife on board ship, but everyone else was pretty much on their own. And one of the reasons that we know or can find these women that were on board these ships is that some captains and officers got double rations from the quartermaster. So they were eating for two on paper because they represented two people as far as, like, running the ship was concerned.
I wonder if they, like, brought him on board so, like, the captain can think clearly, like, he can get his fuck out, so he, like, can then, like, think instead of, like, I don't know, what are those things that, like, sing in the sea and then you, like, fall
sirens?
Into the rocks? Yeah.
Mermaids.
Ariel.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has anything to do with it. Like, captain has to have a clear head, so he's gotta, like, get his dick on.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. It definitely makes me better at thinking.
Well, like, there's, like, the thing like before you make a decision to do something, jerk off first. That way you know if you really want to do it, and instead of just...
Or jerk off before a date. Then, like, at least for the initial part of the date, you're thinking clearly about, like, is this a good person? Is this a person that I want to, like, spend time with?
Oh, I think the opposite. Don't jerk off so that you don't care if they're good or not.
Great. There's one very specific account that I think is really interesting that I would like to share with you.
Great.
Okay. So there's one account in the Blue Fleet. One man, Philip Francis, was so drunk that a second man, John Benson, raped him in his sleep. They were court-martialed, and during the court-martial, the officers who found them referred to it as a, quote, very horrid thing committed during the night, and the majority of the records go into discovering if there was a connection between the two men. Eventually, it is decided that there was connection between both men. They also come to the conclusion that being too drunk to stop yourself from being raped by another man is not an appropriate defense for a member of the Royal Navy.
Wait. I feel like that's phrased weird. I don't totally get it. So they said, like, yes, he should have stopped the rape?
You had butt sex. That's illegal because it's sodomy.
Uh-huh.
You being too drunk to stop it doesn't excuse it. You still got butt raped. So
you still did sodomy, and so it's still illegal.
Yes.
Ew. Ew. That's gross.
Yeah. So over the span of 1756 to 1806, there were more capital sentences for buggery in the Navy than for murder.
Man, people love ass fucking more than they love killing people. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's true. I can see that.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit more about situational homosexuality.
Sure.
Like
my fraternity conference. Maybe. We'll see.
Hopefully. If you're lucky. Oh, you don't, but you don't fuck people, you know. Well, there are a few different, what?
I was contemplating the veracity of that statement, and it checks out. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. Confirmed. Great. There are a few different names, that there are, one is that I've never heard, bug, bisexual until graduation. So it's like the idea in college that a lot of people experiment there. Lug. Lesbian until graduation, on rugby teams. Like, these are all, like you were saying, like in prison.
Rugby,
like,
teams are so gay, even the gay ones.
Wait, even the straight ones? Even the gay ones. Yeah. Even the gay ones are gay. On rugby teams, if you're situationally homosexual, they call it a rugger bugger. jailhouse turnouts. And then, of course, there is bromosexual.
Bromosexual. Or high sexual, which you might remember from our weed episode.
Oh, yeah. When you're high and you fuck. Did I talk about that?
You did.
I didn't remember that until you said it. So what I have seen is people talking about how, like, the idea that this only happens in these kind of enclosed situations is not actually true. A lot of people experiment or, based on whatever the context is, like, still identify as straight and hook up with other dudes. And so,
but part of the situationality of prison homosexuality, prison, what do they call it? Prison sexuality. Yeah. I mean, part of the thing there is that you don't have other options, right?
Yeah.
Like these other situations you're talking about, it seems like you're like a little, at least bi-curious to go there.
I mean, some people would say no, that it's that you can.
They're wrong. Great. Next topic.
You always say, I mean, straight. Yeah, there is, like, questioning. And actually, like, people, I think, feel like always forget, like, that is a part of the LGBTQ. Like, the Q can be, like, queer and questioning. There are two Qs. And so questioning is, like, part of that. But let's see. Oh, Jane Ward.
Lesbian.
Sound.
You can just tell.
She sounds like who's... Oh, Goodall. Okay.
Oh, I was thinking Jane Lynch, which is why the lesbian...
Oh,
is Jane Goodall lesbian?
No,
were those chimpanzees lesbians?
Was she monkey fisting? What was that word? She is the author... I was just thinking, like, she's the Jane Goodall of, like, straight dudes fucking... It's like, I made friends with them and learned their words. She's the author of Not Gay, sex between straight white men. And she says, quote, what I argue in the book is that straight men actually manufacture opportunities to have sexual contact with one another all the time in pretty much any environment, whether it's constrained or not, whether women are available or not. So the idea is it goes beyond just these constrained environments, that it is not, it takes that constrained environment for dudes to mess around with, straight dudes to mess around with each other. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of other times when that happens. And from the Metro UK article called Loads of Straight People Are Having Same Sex Sex.
Oh God.
So many loads.
So many loads.
In April 2018, there was a study in the Archives of Sexual Behavior by Ariel Cooperberg and Alicia Walker. That's the most coherently I've read any names.
I agree.
In ever.
Well done.
Thank you.
Who are you?
Myself. They asked 24,000 undergrads.
To fuck.
Oh my God, a 24,000 person orgy? That must be a world record.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone in Gayish, new idea.
We're going to have a meetup at Minute Maid Stadium.
We're all getting together. Bring your Minute Maid. We'll drink and fuck and make the Guinness Book of World Records.
I mean,
watch
us. Yeah, I'm just going to watch. Does that count?
Yeah, we'll include you in the orgy. Okay. That's fine. Okay, you can. We'll stand on the opposite sides of the field.
I'll do like color commentary, like they do in football games. Like I'll draw arrows
go
on the screen.
All the way. Okay, but in this study,
wait. Oh God.
Oh,
the thing that I was just talking about actually happened at my fraternity house one night in the 90s.
24,000 person orgy?
No.
Oh,
they put Saran wrap on the TV and paused a porn and then drew like Madden like symbols on the screen.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So gay.
I love that.
Cause they're like, you're like drawing on his dick to be like showing maximum penetration.
Boner ridge.
Yeah. It was very interesting.
I'm guessing they added hair to the balls. That seems like a,
that's how you know they're
drawing
balls, I guess.
Yeah.
I
yeah. He's got little whiskers. Okay, in the study.
Okay, great.
In terms of the number of people that have had sexual experiences with their own gender but don't consider themselves gay or bi,
mm-hmm.
that number for men was, I don't know why they put it like this, one in every 8.5 men. That's,
what?
I don't know. So two in every 17. Oh, I guess, yeah, to make, because that's weird. Anyway, yeah, one in every 8.5 men had done that. One out of every four women said that.
Because women are more fluid.
And it talked about, like, you know, for women, there are, like, multiple options, one of them being performative.
Mm-hmm.
What are you giggling about?
I don't know. I said because women are fluid, and Dan made a face. And
fluid.
Fluid. Okay. Okay.
I just was thinking about fluid and women's
and
fluids.
Loads and loads of straight
men's
people.
Fluids.
So much fluids. Part of women, there's like multiple options. One of them is the performative sexuality, like, you know, either doing it at a party because it's fun or enjoying getting sexual arousal from people watching you do that. So, I think I would say probably straight people don't talk enough about straight men experiment with other men and don't end up calling themselves gay and are still straight, and that's okay. And that's just, I feel like not a lot of people talk about that, accept that, know that, and probably makes straight people feel like kind of isolated, or they probably wouldn't talk about that experience.
Yeah.
What are you reflecting on, Mike?
I wonder if, like, in 50 years when I'm just about dead, if, like, everyone's just gonna fuck everyone and be fine with it. Like, like, how much further do we have to go before, like, just like two dudes, if you want to fuck, do it, and it's okay.
Yeah.
There's no residual, like, why put a label on it? Like, are we gonna get there? And is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Will I be cranky and hate it? Or, well, I don't know. Anyway,
I hope. I feel like more and more young people are just like, I don't know, like, not needing to put any kind of label on anything, which I think is cool. I had one more thing
okay.
I was going to tell you about. Wait, do you have a thing, though? I thought you were done skis.
I know, but it's very brief.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to just briefly
plug
that the Patreon topic I'm going to be talking about is also related to situational homosexuality.
Ooh.
But pirates.
Ooh, but pirates. Digging for gold treasure.
Booty.
Oh, fine.
So I have a totally unsubstantiated theory.
Great.
That the Navy hasn't always been thought of as gay.
I thought you said it like went all the way back to...
Right. No, it does. It does. I just think that like if the Navy was considered like a Kinsey 4, which side is gay?
6 is exclusively gay. 1 is exclusively straight.
Yeah. Okay. So I think if the Navy was a Kinsey 4,
mm-hmm.
then this took it to a Kinsey 7. So, with a slight amount of seriousness, like I think the village people made cops gay, like made motorcycle gangs gay, made Indian headdress wearers gay, like everything they touched suddenly became way gayer. The YMCA, how long did it take them to like shake their gay? Like they still have it totally because I have friends that hook up at the YWCA yeah. or YMCA. Here downtown. The Navy is gay and it's the village people's fault.
That's funny. My next thing I'm going to tell you about is the village people.
Great. How did that happen?
I don't know. I mean, it's like a good
kismet.
Go-to.
What's kismet?
Where did that come from? What is kismet?
Destiny or fate?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did I take my drugs today?
I don't know. I misstated the Kinsey scale, though, so I have to self-correct. A 0 is exclusively heterosexual, not a 1.
A 0 to 6?
0 to 6, so mm. yeah.
How fucking heteronormative horse shit is that? 0 is purely straight. Like, the Kinsey scale is how gay are you?
Yeah. It's like 0, kind of like the default, and then you add in...
And pure as the white-driven snow, I'm a 0. Yeah.
It is a hole, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Zero fun.
Zero, exactly.
Village people.
I mean, we both talked about it because that's like when you think of why is the Navy gay, like that's one thing that naturally comes up.
Well, that and the Cher video for If I Could Turn Back Time.
If I Could Turn Back Time.
Isn't it that video that's on the battleship?
With her, like, she's in that, like, Borat kind of outfit, and her son's in that video, too, which is, like, really creepy.
Wait, but, okay, yeah. Chaz, what? Right?
Oh.
I don't. This is something I don't know what the protocol is, right? It's like if we talk about the Olympics in the 1980s, can we talk about Bruce Jenner or are we dead naming?
Oh,
now, right, like because Chastity Bono was presenting female at that time and is now Chaz Bono.
Hmm.
Like Cher has a son, but does she have more kids? Maybe. I don't know.
I learned this one fact
is,
from MTV,
Dan
so I don't
furiously
know.
Furiously typing because we've broken clackety. Dan.
Cher has 2 sons, Elijah and Chaz.
Hmm.
So it might have been Elijah that was in that video.
Got it.
Anyway.
That video gay.
Soup's gay and on a boat. So the writer of that song
mm-hmm.
in the Navy is Victor Willis. He is not gay.
Yeah.
What?
Great. Sure.
What? You knew
I mean,
that?
I mean,
uh,
I've broken myself.
Need to restart you?
Yeah. Control Alt Delete. No, I like the song itself isn't gay. It's all of it's the presentation. It's the rapping. Mm. It's the disco-y-ness of it. That's the packaging, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. It's the package for sure.
That's one gay ass package.
Well, what I did not realize. So Village People, they are named after Greenwich Village in New York City.
Greenwich.
Even though it's Greenwich?
Correct.
Hmm. If you're... I don't like that. And gay neighborhood in New York City. And they specifically created the Village People, and the personas were the idea of both American masculinity, but also gay men's fantasy around macho dudes.
Macho man.
Exactly. And like, the shit we talk about of like, you know, that idea of masculinity in the gay community and the like the stereotypes that apply. And they've been talking about this shit for forever. Like this is not a new topic at all.
Well, I mean, maybe the level of openness has changed, but it's definitely been something we've talked about for a long time.
So open.
Right? Which village person would you be?
Huh? There's probably an online quiz for this, right? I mean, I would probably want to fuck a cop.
Mm.
I don't know what the cop actually looks like, but...
Well, so the Village People is like one of those ensemble groups that's had like a fuckety billion different people in it. Like, people just keep joining and leaving.
Yeah,
and
I was looking at
it's like Menudo, right?
Like, yeah, I was looking at the list and there's only one... I think like Victor Willis is still in it to this day, but there's only one original member that's actually still in it today, which is like, yeah.
So the original seven were... Cop / admiral / athlete / gigolo / nondescript.
So great, you're just stealing my entire segment now? Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. No, I was going through which one are you? Which village person are you?
I had the list of all the...
Okay, read them.
No, Mike, you do it. I don't care anymore.
I want to be the cowboy.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're from the country?
Mm-hmm.
Who do I want to be?
You said you want to fuck the cop.
Yeah.
But
who do you want to fuck?
I think.
Do you want to do cowboy on cowboy?
Cowboy on Indian.
Do you want a Brokeback?
Oh. It's not okay, but that's my answer.
Oh no, you want to be the cowboy fucking the Indian?
No, I want the Indian to fuck me. Come on now.
Okay.
There's poetic justice in that.
You said that as like, okay, when I watch porn and it's a black guy fucking a white guy, I'm like, yeah, take that racism. Who's on top now? I think I would be the sailor.
Oh, that's the title of this episode.
What? I would be seaman. So yeah, the song itself is not like when I was reading it the first time through, I was like, this does not seem gay at all. Doesn't have any innuendo. It's like people kind of read into it. The writer Victor Will said that like, I did not write that with any gay shit you're taking from that is something you're bringing into it. The Navy almost used that as a recruiting song.
Great.
They reached out to them and were like, hey, boys.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we're already soups gay.
Why not lean into it?
Why not lean in?
Why not? What's her name? Bernice Brown, and just lean in. Sheryl Sandberg. Brene Brown. But it's not her.
It's not her.
Sheryl Sandberg? Sherry?
Sherry's next to Denny's.
Isn't it Sheryl Sandberg that wrote that book?
I don't know.
Dan, who wrote Lean In? Some lady. Some woman.
One of Oprah's friends, you know.
Sheryl Sandberg.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to have that one ready to make the joke of Lean In.
Good job, Kyle.
So, no problem. You didn't say... Thank you. I don't know why I said no problem.
Thanks. Next.
Yep. So they did not end up using it. And I think, I mean, you can surmise that it might be because like it was like just this group that does include gay people, but they're not all gay. But yeah,
I mean, that's the same era of like Queen. Right. And I think that whole swaths of the country had no idea that they were gay or that they were gay icons or that they were rapidly changing gay culture. Like I think that just went right past them.
They just straight people were just like, hey, why are they all dressed in costumes? That's weird. And then moved on.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting. I remember being at a baseball game when I was a kid, and they had four groups, or no, I don't know, three or four groups of men that they had like called in the stand as like this little competition where they went out and like did some kind of, they would play the YMCA, and each group had to kind of like do something, dance or whatever, and then like they would pick a winner.
Mm.
The last group all just kind of like of men like acted like they were fucking each other, like, you know, did like dry humping and everything, and like the crowd started booing. And it's like, I mean, weirdly, like, I think like really sexual, and they were, people were like, I don't know. It's like a memory that really stands with me.
Yeah. That's terrible.
And I can't piece it. I don't think they were booing because it was gay. I think they were booing because it's like.
They were booing because it's gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or because it was like just, I don't know, maybe. And that's why I'm not gay anymore. Oh, something I forgot to say.
Yeah.
Back in the situational homosexuality.
Yeah.
One of the theories on that, like for the Navy, for example, is that people sign up, gay people sign up and seek that out because they know they will be.
Well, that's interesting.
Just in like in groups of men away from everything.
Hold up.
Ooh. Are you.
What crime can I commit?
To get into prison?
If I get to not make decisions and get railed a bunch, three square meals and just work out and get jacked and then get jacked. like
prison is sounding way better.
Yes.
It's not a punishment, it's a reward.
Yeah.
Like you get to steal things and you get to get fucked in jail.
Yeah. How can I like
there should be like a sex club that's like a faux prison. they would like simulate a prison to like get that fantasy.
I think I saw that place in Berlin.
I just think it's like an interesting idea of like someone being like, I'm super gay, I want to be around straight dudes, fuck me, let's get into the Navy.
Did we do it?
Did we do sailors justice? Sorry, sailors, you can be straight too.
Have you ever been somewhere when like they get shore leave? Like Fleet Week or anything like that. Like, have you seen the herds of like bright white sailor boys running around, and they're all like young and hot and sailory?
Yeah. Not often, but yeah, I think I remember that, like seeing that in Seattle.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
I know. When is it?
They're weird bell bottoms that they wear. Like.
When is Fleet Week? We should like plan for that.
Yeah,
my butthole should be. I should plan my butthole.
We should interview them and ask them how gay they are. That'll go over great, right?
While they're inside me.
Yeah.
Fleet Week is part of Seafair, so it's coming up.
Oh.
July 29th through August 3rd.
That's this week.
Is it?
It's next week. Whatever.
It will feature ship tours from the U.S. Navy, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Royal Canadian Navy.
I will give a wide open welcome.
And free douches for all.
Yeah, sailors.
Yeah, sailors. We did it. Thanks for the idea, AE. We appreciate you.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break.
Break.
This is the part where Mike and Kyle take a break.
I know my gay and straight is. I'm good.
So are we back?
We're back.
We're back.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest.
We're going to do our gayest and straightest, but first, our website is gayishpodcast.com.
We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I think that's all of them.
On the poop deck.
Poop on my deck. At gayishpodcast or /gayishpodcast. Check us out.
Our hotline, you can leave us voicemails or send us text messages, is 5855-GAYISH. That's 585-542-9474. Standard rates apply.
And our email address is gayistpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
You know. I'll go first.
Okay, do it.
The straightest thing about me is we were hanging out yesterday and I ordered a whiskey drink.
Yeah, you did.
They didn't end up having it.
Yeah, they didn't have
it. They foiled my straight plans. just like God did. But
I just don't understand. We were sitting there and you were saying that you were going to try something new,
mm-hmm.
but you don't like whiskey. So why did you expect good things?
Because I thought like the drink, the cocktail was like whiskey plus pear plus, you know, like the way they did it, I thought I might like it.
Okay. It's like ordering sheep butthole for dinner and hoping that like this time it'll be great.
Is that good?
I don't know. I like my point is if there's an ingredient that you don't like why chance that, right? Risk it.
Because life is about adventure, Mike. You gotta win some to lose some. Wait, you gotta lose some to win some. Two steps forward, one step back. The star only shines as bright as your anus. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
Putting that on my birthstone. No. Putting that on my gravestone.
I want a birthstone. You're born and you like just put a stone in the ground. Like, I don't know. Gayest thing about me is I know I often talk about the way I dress or my clothing as my straightest thing. So as a contrast, before we went out yesterday, I actually did the like put on multiple things, put on these shoes. Oh, I don't like those. Put on those. That shirt didn't, you know, like I don't do that often or care too much about that, but I actually did that yesterday. And yeah. I put on new jeans that I had sitting around for a while. And
yeah, you twirling to show me your jeans should be your gayest thing for a long time.
I was like, notice me.
Yeah.
What about you?
The straightest thing about me this week, so I went to the horse races with my dad and my brother, and we drank $3 Budweiser. And just there's something about that environment that's just totes mask yeah. and straight and whatever.
Yeah, horse racing.
Horse racing. Yeah. And it was fun.
And when they're racing?
Yeah.
Do their dicks flop?
No. Horse dicks go like up inside. They like retract inside of their body.
Oh.
Yeah, it comes out like when they pee, then it just like it like extends out. Boop. like yeah. It's pretty intense.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now you know.
Why do you know that?
I grew up on a farm.
Oh, that's true.
The gayest thing about me this week. The gayest thing about me this week.
Wow.
I don't know what the chances are that he listens to this, and that's part of my like.
Oh.
But I guess I don't care anymore. So, Uniboob.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up for money. Again. He has before, and I've successfully avoided it. Anyway, I finally just said, look, I find it a little strange and a little disappointing that I only hear from you when you want money.
Yeah.
To which he responded, I only hear from you when you want my giant dick.
Okay. How did you feel about that?
Well, at first I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I responded back. Oh, no, he said, I only hear from you when you want my giant dick. What's the difference?
Oh.
To which I responded, the difference is hopefully the sex is fun for both of us and it's free.
I mean, you pay for it sometimes when your butt hurts is what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Also, he's already established a. Like, he has hooked up with you in the past. So yeah. There's a precedent of he wants to do that versus you've never given him money.
Yeah.
I feel like people need to know when they are in, like, the... What's it called? Fuck friend? Fuck buddy, like, territory?
Yeah.
Like,
friend zone?
No.
Fuck zone?
Fuck zone. In the fuck you. Like, that is an alternative to the friend zone. Because that could be a very different zone, too. The fuck zone.
Yeah.
Like, we're not dating. You're just in the fuck zone. Yeah, I feel like, how do people not know that?
So that's it.
That's it.
Thank you to A.E. Coleman for the idea for this episode.
Yeah, and thanks to all our Patreon members. We appreciate you. And everyone to a lesser degree.
Thanks to my mom for... momming it up
for just so mom. Yeah, we haven't had her in a while, so we appreciate it.
And thanks to the DP Dan is named for,
the one his dad might have canoodled in the batoodle.
So that is it for this week. This has been Gayish. I'm Mike Johnson.
I'm Kyle Getz. Until next week, be butch, be fabulous, be you
beautiful,
beautiful sailor. sailor. I barely know her. Yeah, it doesn't work.